I take my shirt off. Work all day, hustle and pray. Got no way to go. Got to catch my sugar. My plantain sugar. My plantain sugar. My plantain sugar. Plantain, plantain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Shirtless Plantain Show. This is the Weekend Review. I'm your host, Tosin, alongside my co-host, Coach. Coach, how you doing today?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. It's Sunday. Another week of work to come, but...
Hey, man, listen. It is
so
what it is.
Your smile is actually cracking me up. It's so happy-go-lucky. Like, well, what else are we going to do? Not pay tax?
We got to do what we got to do, right? What, isn't that what Freeway said?
We gotta do what we gotta do.
But that is a great place to start because we want to talk about the African World Cup qualifiers in Africa. I said that in like the same way, whatever. Yeah. Anyways, talking about African World Cup qualifying, it is by far the most compelling thing about international break. And it's not even close. So if you're not paying attention, there's one more match day starting today. Actually, right now, as we're speaking, Ghana's playing. So,
but Ghana already qualified pretty much. They've qualified.
Not
already.
Officially, but after today, they just need a point, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
So let's start off with Mauritius and Cameroon. Cameroon beat them 2-0.
Yeah.
Cameroon still sit 2 points behind Cape Verde. And Mbeumo scored, but Cameroon are looking like they're more than likely going to finish in the second place. Then again, there's a lot of stuff in that second place, which we don't even want to talk about. We let that, when it happens, we'll talk about it. Let's leave it at that. Libya 3, Cape Verde 3. This game was insane. Libya went up 2-1 early and then Cape Verde came back. Libya got a red card. And I was watching this game at my desk. And I'm not sure if you saw it, Coach, when Cape Verde had a 4-1 or 3-1, something like that.
Yeah, they all thought they were done. And Idiot was offside for what reason, bro?
He didn't even need to be offside. That was the funniest thing.
Just hold your run. Like, just hold it, bro.
You know what it is?
Maybe the passer was, the guy that passed the ball, maybe he was even at fault because he had bare options as well.
Do you know what He wanted to be the hero so bad. And I truly believe that some of these players see their names and lights and they believe if they score that goal, they're getting their family out the hood. Just hold your run, okay?
It's a little bit of that, but it's also a little bit of, I think, just game intelligence, man. Like, don't be an idiot. Like, you've got a 4-1, bro. Like, here's what it is.
That's going to be a theme, game intelligence, in this thing that we're going to talk about. Because some of these countries were doing some things that, listen, anyway, let's talk about Djibouti and Egypt. Egypt qualified already. They beat Djibouti 3-0. Salah got a brace. Not really much to talk about. Egypt are just that much better than everybody else in that group.
They stomped that group, man. They didn't even lose a game. Like, Burkina Faso will absolutely finish. Burkina Faso already qualified as well, as far as I'm concerned. They got 19 points. They're one of the best second places already. So they're in.
Central African Republic played against Ghana. Ghana whooped their ass 5-0. Yeah. That game was not close. It was so bad that Ayewu scored. So.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, even the way he pronounced his name, but to be honest, he's been getting crazy in qualifying.
Oh, for sure.
He's actually been getting crazy in qualifying, which leads me to think, has he been tanking most of the latter part of his career just so he's fresh for Ghana? Because it hasn't shown until now.
Sometimes some people just show up for their countries and they don't show up for their club teams. It just is what it is. Let's talk about Somalia and Algeria. Algeria qualified. Mahrez is still doing his thing.
That's the North London derby right there. That's the international North London derby right there, bro. Like, even my friends, like, I was looking in the corner of my eye, like, just making sure that no one's a bit too happy because my country is not qualified yet. But I have to be honest and say, Algeria qualifying, as far as I'm concerned, Nigeria's qualified because Algeria rhymes with Nigeria. So as far as I'm concerned, we're already there. You know,
I mean, you look like the legendary goalkeeper anyway. So there you go.
Oh, here we go again. Guys, ignore this man. If you see this man in public, do not approach him as well. Just so we're clear. Don't listen to anything he has to say.
I don't even exist in real life. So there's the thing.
And also
Zidane's son Luka got a call up to Algeria.
Yeah, do you know what's funny? Like, all I could think about was Jonathan Mikel. That's all I could think about. sling your hook.
You know, John Mikel talks so
much. And they wait, and when they're 25, 26, you know, that rant was actually legendary, like genuinely legendary.
John Mikel, man, he's given us so many great sound bites post career. For someone who didn't talk as much in the media, he talks too much now. South Sudan and Senegal. Senegal whooped their ass 5-0, which begs the question, when you look at Senegal starting 11, right, it just looks like an all-star team. Are they the best team on the continent?
I think they're the most stacked. I think they've got the most stacked 11 front to back. I mean, Mendy's in goal, so they can never win anything. So it is what it is. But outside of that, Saw, like, even their midfield, Gay and Saw, then Ismaila Saw in up front, Nicholas Jackson.
Don't forget they got Element in the eye.
In the eye behind them. But Jackson, only things with Jackson is, again, part of my ignorance. I just never seen an African man born in Africa named Nicholas Jackson. I'm sorry, guys. It's part of my ignorance. I'm sorry, man. I'm not too sure about all of that, you know. Guys, please educate me. But I ain't fucking with that. I can't lie to you.
Yeah, I mean, they also got a lot of talent on the bench as well. Lamine Kamara didn't even play. Nepalese Mendy didn't play. So they got Habib Diallo didn't even play.
So you hear all those names and you hear Nicholas Jackson, like, brother, what the fuck's going on here?
A whole bunch of Mendy's, Kamara's, Diallo's, Diaz.
Brother, Saws, Sissé's,
Diata, Koulibaly.
And then you got Nicholas Jackson. Something ain't right, man. But I can't prove it.
But you know something's up.
I know size up.
Yeah. Togo 0, DR Congo 1. A little bit of hope for DR Congo. They sit behind, but they might be making a second place as well. Gambia 3, Gabon 4. The only word you can take from this game is Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He scored 4 goals and put his country on his back. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, all you can do is your job, and he did it well.
I think he's doing his dad really proud. Like, I know his dad did a lot for the Gabon national team as well. My respect for Aubameyang really grew a lot more, I think, after he left Arsenal. Not obviously the Chelsea stint, but genuinely. I respect what he did for us, like 90-something goals, you know, a golden boot. I might have missed out on one by like a couple goals as well. But the latter part of his career has actually been quite impressive. I won't even lie to you. It's been quite impressive. And some of the stuff he's done for Gabon as well is just, I really respect what he does. It's just, he annoyed me immeasurably playing for my club. But outside of that, I think I have to give him it's to get my salute, man, for real. So,
Coach, and the thing with someone like with Aubameyang that impressed me the most is he's a speed player, right? You don't expect a player who really relied on this speed to be
this
good this late into his career, right? Because usually what happens is they flame out a little bit in their 30s and that's it. Well, Aubameyang's still doing it mid-30s for club and country. So,
He takes care of himself, man.
Yeah, fair play to him. Seychelles 0, Ivory Coast 0, another one of those stacked Francophone teams. Just an ass whoop. There's really nothing you could take away from this.
Yeah, it was 7, right?
It was 7-0.
Yeah.
They put hands, feet, elbows, and neck all over them, and they use every single body part to whoop their ass.
Yeah, you know, just going back to that, group, again, Gabon are actually the actual best second place team. By far, they got 22 points. The next team after that, pardon me, has got 19. Yeah, Madagascar got 19. Burkina Faso also have 19 as well, to be fair.
Yeah. It's insane, man. And then another ass whoop score, Sao Tome hosted Tunisia, and Tunisia put on they booked their place in the final, and they put on a show and whooped ass. So it looks like all the Maghreb teams have made it. Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt, Nigeria all qualified officially so far.
Yeah.
So, now it's time for the West Africans to rise. Come and do your thing. But let's talk about the group that we are in, which is what I say for last. Zimbabwe 0, South Africa 0. The pressure is rising against South Africa. Rwanda 0, Benin 1. And I find it funny that Benin possibly will qualify with Nigeria's former coach that they hounded out, Renaud.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious to me because I said it back then that it was stupid to fire him because I just know how Nigeria operates with their coaches and I just knew they couldn't find anybody better than him. When you have a coach who can qualify you for the World Cup first in 2018, mind you, And Nigeria did mess up because I don't think a lot of people remember John Ogwu. I think it was John Ogwu, if I can remember correctly. He got a yellow card and he got suspended. We got docked 3 points. We're so far ahead that getting docked 3 points didn't even do anything to us. Yep. Now we're using calculator and elbow and everything.
We're hoping somehow Eritrea's exploits can help us out one way or the other. Never even heard of Eritrean footballer in my life. Isaac, you don't count, bro. And look at the situation we're in now. Like, to the point where we're playing against Lesotho, and we're going to, like, hammer on tongs with them. No disrespect to them, but do you know how much Victor Osimhen is earning, bro? And we're going hammer on tongs with them. Like, no disrespect to them, but let's be flipping serious here. Like, this Nigeria team, attack-wise, is some of the best we've had in donkey years. It's a really stacked attack. And we've got some decent midfielders there as well. All jokes aside, not too concerned about the defence because we're Nigerians, so it's whatever, and like, we'll plod along. But with that attack, we should not be in these problems. I don't care if it's international football and it's tougher and teams are a lot more tactical depth. It don't matter. This is, World Cup qualifiers are shootouts. That's what they are. World Cup qualifiers are shootouts. And Nigeria not being, you know, already qualified or near enough qualified right now, I think it's embarrassing. I'm not talking from a perspective of me thinking, oh, and Nigerians have these high standards. It's not that. It's just the reality of it. Look at the quality of our squad, where the players are playing, the experience that's there, the fact that someone who arguably could be our captain, not a captain, but it will be, qualified us for the World Cup in his first like World Cup qualifying campaign, God knows how many years ago, in 2016, in 2017, right? And he's, how old is he now? He's 27 years old as well now. Like,
almost 28.
We've got a lot of experience there. Guys that have been around the block, you know, they've played at World Cups as well. They've played in multiple African Nations Cups. And this is the bullshit we're producing. We should not be in this position, point blank period. Regardless all the madness going on around, shouldn't be there. We should be qualified already. So
I'm going to do what I always do, which is a name drop. I know a lot of people hate when I do that, but I called my brother before Nigeria played, right?
Yeah.
And my brother's best friend is there. He went to University of Maryland to play soccer, and then my brother went to NC State.
Yeah.
So one of my brother's best friend's teammate, when my brother went to Maryland, started for Lesotho, by the way, number 10, Sonny James. And my brother's just like, Sonny James starting against Nigeria. And my brother's like, bruv, if we don't smash them, and I was like, it's not going to happen. I was like, the problem with Nigeria, and I deleted the tweet, but I said Nigeria on the pitch reminds me of Nigeria off the pitch. Because why are you calling up 6 strikers and 4 midfielders? That was when I was really pissed off. And it's like, we don't lack center midfielders, right? They just don't call them up. Like the guy who plays for Pisa now, right? Ebenezer, Akinsamor, that I was talking about. He plays there. Tim for Everton is right there, right? You have Fesayo Delebashiru's brother, Tomiwa, who plays in Turkey now. That's 3 center midfielders I mentioned. Oyedinka's obviously injured.
Yeah.
But it's like, you look around, there's so many midfielders you can call up, right? Nigeria's problem, I was watching them against the Soto, is they didn't have a ball carrier. It was like Iwobi versus the midfield.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what Ndidi was doing. I could not tell for the life of me what he was doing. Lookman looked like he was off of it. Moses Simon is just Jekyll and Hyde. You don't know what he's going to get. Tolu looked completely lost. Mm-hmm. And you saw the difference when Akko Adams came on.
Yep.
Great goal for his debut, by the way. And I saw someone say that Osimhen is not that good in one Nigerian. I was like, do you know how good Osimhen was?
Did you see what he did during that game? Bro, Osimhen was, oh, please, man. Nah.
That goal, that shot he had against the post, that assist he found Akko Adams for, he was pissed when he got taken off. Yep. And now I'm going to get to the crux of my rant. Stanley Nwabali, his head shape is like the last and first glass of red. I do not like him whatsoever. He conceded that second goal was all him. And we almost conceded a second goal. And if that goal had gone in, I wouldn't have been shocked if Osimhen beat him after the game. Because you can hear Osimhen on the sidelines.
Osimhen after the game, ironically, when they all crowded around, it wasn't Ekong taking delivering the post game sort of speech. It was Osimhen. And you can see Osimhen's face, he was pissed. He was vexed. I know Nigerians are passionate, so you can never tell, but I could tell he was vexed. He was thinking, why are we even going 2-0 of these guys? It should never happen. That last chance that we had, that they had basically, why is that even happening? Do you know what I mean? Like, they work, all these players work really hard, especially someone like Osimhen. You know, Osimhen is not a sort of striker where, especially a lot of international footballers, when they're playing for a nation that isn't that successful kind of thing, and you've got one genuine big star, they normally come there, they stroll around because they know they're their man, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Osimhen's opposite of that. Osimhen gets out of the mud with everybody. So, of course, when they're doing nonsense at the back, of course he's going to be vexed. You know, that's probably my biggest gripe with this team is the fact that our best player, our best striker essentially, is the one that looks like he's working the hardest. And I'm not sure, like, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, hierarchy and all that sort of thing, you know, whatever it is, but genuinely, it should be the opposite. These guys should be running their arse off for this guy. They should be.
Bro, the way we started our World Cup qualifiers is exactly why we are where we are today. We started off with a 1-1 draw against Lesotho on November 16, 2023. Mm-hmm. 1-1 draw against Zimbabwe. And then after that, let me see the rest of this. We drew South Africa 1-1. Mm-hmm. We lost to Benin 2-1. And it's like, you can't start off like that. Like, that's not how you start off anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we beat Rwanda 5-0. We drew against Zimbabwe 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, all these things are what catches up to you. You mm-hmm. beating Rwanda 1-0. Like, drawing South Africa 1-1, beating Lesotho 2-1. It's like, there's too much talent this team to not be scoring multiple goals. And it goes back to what I'm saying. Like, when we fired Grana Raw, I said this is exactly what's going to happen, is that Nigeria are going to struggle to qualify for the World Cup because I know who you're going to hire. You're going to hire grifters. Finidi George is not a good coach. First of all, I don't trust any man with a beard that doesn't connect and long chin hair. That's not a human being you trust. I don't trust any Portuguese coach anymore. Pissarro is Portuguese. I don't trust him. And then Eric Schell, I don't know what he's doing. He looks like, what's it called? What's his name from the rapper that had the song with Ludacris and LL Cool J in the 2000s? Oh, man. Why can't I remember his name?
Comments, guys, let us know. Because
yeah,
the name is there. I just can't get it out.
Yeah. Long story short, Nigeria just, you know, it's frustrating being Nigerian because there's so much potential, right?
Hmm.
But it's the same story since we've been kids that now's happened that we're seeing people when we were in our teens and 20s saying the same things we were saying. I'm just like, bro.
Well, here's the thing. Fortunately,
mm-hmm.
We got to see Nigeria at the World Cup in 94, got to see the Olympics. The Olympics is going to feed me for life. Then the African Nations Cup in 2013. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've seen some good shit. It's just the fact that while we can never be ungrateful for what we've been given kind of thing, we've left a lot of shit on the table considering the talent that we've had. We've left so much shit on the table. And this current pool of players, I'll be sorely disappointed if we're not making another like AFCON final in January coming. Like we really should be. Don't get me wrong, Algeria are there. Do you know what I mean? Like
Senegal, Morocco,
obviously Senegal kind of thing. But we made it to the final last time, and these teams, you know, haven't improved that much since then, and we haven't got worse. By the way, just to be clear, I don't think we've got worse. We're playing
I low-key think we've gotten better, but we just know how to put the pieces together. Like, I look at someone like Rafael Yandinka, who was holding his own against Real Madrid and Man City.
Yeah.
He was. That's a midfielder that should be. I'm sorry. All this senior man stuff that Nigeria does is nonsense.
Nah, it's too much, man.
Ndidi is not better than Oyandinka. He hasn't been since 2023. Oyandinka's been starting for the last 2-3 years. I've been talking about him for a while. And I think Nigeria is suited for a 4-3-3. Like, it literally just naturally picks itself where you can have Oyandinka in the midfield, you can have Nwobi as a box-to-box, and you can have a Chrisantos Uche as your 10, or you can have a Fesai Diabashiru. It literally picks itself, you know? So less random and raving about Nigeria, because I had a bunch of just thoughts. But the rapper I mentioned was Eric Sermon. Eric Schell and Eric Sermon have the same eye.
Yeah.
So that's African World Cup qualifiers. Like we said, it started again today. Ghana's playing as we speak. I don't even know what the score of their game is. I'm sure it's 0-0 against Comoros as we speak, going to the second half. But Ghana will be all right. Let's go to Europe. Malta and Netherlands was 4-0. Netherlands also beat Finland 4-0 today. The reason I added that other 4-0 is because officially, Memphis Depay not only has the most goals in Netherlands history, he has the most assists.
Yeah. And I think that's garbage, but that's neither here nor there because
no
disrespect to him, but all the players that he's scored more and assisted than, he's not better than any of them. He's just not. Not in a month of Sundays. Like, who's the worst player on that list that would be in the top five? You know, you've got Van Persie there, you've got RVN there, you've got Van Basten there. Who's the worst player there? I couldn't tell you. But maybe Memphis. RVN? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not telling you years, but maybe. Maybe RVP. Memphis doesn't get near any of these players, bro.
No.
This is why I think the records like that are bullshit. Full credit to him for being available, being fit, and playing those games and shit, but couldn't give a monkeys. What I did notice about the game against Malta was Virgil, like, those lapses of concentration aren't just exclusive to Liverpool, bro. Like, Malta could have taken the lead, bro. Like, they could have fully taken the lead. Like, what that silly back pass, I don't know what it was. And it's, yeah, I'm watching you, Virgil. I'm watching you.
Austria 10, San Marino 0. The reason I bring this game up is because every starting player for Austria in that game, except for the goalkeeper, had a goal contribution.
And yeah, that was crazy.
My question for you is, what's the point of a San Marino?
Well, San Marino's national team is there for Harry Kane to stat pad. Or should I say, Harry Kane is the latest in a long line, but San Marino's actual purpose is there for any decent England striker to boost their goal record. That's all it is. That's
so their purpose. Bonnie Blue.
Oh, good for goodness sake, son. This is a family show. But the point I'm making is that throughout my entire life watching England, every international break, England might play San Marino, bro. That legit, it's a thing. I don't understand why. But they always seem to play San Marino. Like, it's like, why? Why would you do that? But, yeah.
France beat Azerbaijan 3-0. Hugo Ekitike looked good.
Yeah.
Debut for Jean-Philippe Mateta. Florent Thauvin scored a really good goal, by the way.
The first goal since, like, 5 years ago or something like that.
Yeah. And he got played a month.
Yeah.
And he got played a month for in Mexico. So, look at him have a little career boost. And I saved this for last because this is all you. Mbappe's goal.
I ain't got shit to say because I'm sick of these freaks, bro. Like, stop doing shit. Like, stop doing stuff that's going to give me nightmares. Like, don't. But what I've noticed that even though Mbappe is probably at the top of the game, like, we're going to see a lot more goals like that. With the tactical innovations we're seeing, we're going to see a lot more individual goals like that. I'm pretty sure of it. Because when I say a lot more, I don't mean like a shit ton, but it's going to be a lot more likely to happen than it has been in previous years. I think teams are loosening their reins essentially on trying to be pragmatic in a way. And they're just, you know, they're going to start trusting the ability of their players more to win them games rather than the system. I fully expect Mbappe to score another goal like that this season. For Real Madrid, I'm very, very certain he will.
You know, it's the craziest thing. Before the World Cup, Mbappe could probably break the France record, and then by the end of the World Cup, he could break the most goals ever scored in the World Cup because he's just that much of a freak. So,
honestly, I mean, whatever. How many? I know Klose has got the record at 14, right? And so does R9, right?
Yeah, Mbappe is like 5 goals away. Oh, by the way, I read this thing that France are trying to make Olise more of like a national hero. But this is the problem with Olise. He has no boot deal. No, he doesn't really use social like that. And he's just weird.
Yeah, I mean, he is, like you said, he's Kawhi. Like, just be happy that he plays for your team. That's what I would tell France. Be happy he plays for your team and that's it.
You know who's the big winner in all of this?
Go on.
Jules Koundé. He plays with Yamal and Olise.
He's nice. He ain't got to do that much defending, to be fair. He's good. He's fine.
Yeah. Germany beat Luxembourg 4-0. That means you kind of expect that.
Mm-hmm.
Italy beat Estonia, excuse me.
Yeah.
Reading my notes wrong. Moise Keane keeps on scoring 4 goals in a row, I believe, for him. Totti said, let's just say there aren't many Italian talents in the Serie A at the moment. The only one I'm watching, even if he's not Italian, is Nico Paz.
Sorry. Just to correct you. So I just had to get the list up because I'm pretty sure it was 14, but apparently no. The top two, Miroslav Klose, who I knew was top, he's got 16.
Mm-hmm.
Ronaldo has 15. Mbappe has 12. He might equal it by the end of the group stage.
There you go.
Okay.
A freak.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But yeah, I've been seeing a lot of Italian fans complain about like that team's not fun and like they're not having enough trouble. Like, when has Italy ever been a fun national team to watch?
Please. Even the 2006 World Cup, like, for those of us that were around for it. they weren't particularly fun. They were just a wall. Like, Cannavaro won that Ballon d'Or based on what he did in that World Cup. That was it. Like, they were just a wall. Nothing was getting past that. On top of the fact that you got Buffon in goal as well.
So, also, my first introduction to Italy was 1994 World Cup. And guess what they were in that World Cup? Shit and boring. Yeah.
And they got to the final.
This is who you are.
Yeah.
Embrace it. It's fine. You don't have that. You need to fix your talent, yes, but this is just who you are. Sweden 0, Switzerland 2. A lot of people have been complaining about Alexander Isak and like he hasn't been playing too well. Do you have anything for that coach?
Not my problem. Couldn't give a heck. I hope he stays fit the entire season and plays completely shit.
We move on. Norway beat some place 5-0. Haaland is an ethical hater. He missed two penalties and still got a hat trick.
Yeah, he's like, no freebies. I want you guys to feel this shit. I want you guys to get all these inches, pause.
You remember you were talking about freaks, right? Like freaks of nature and like,
yeah.
I saw something the other day that really, really petrified me about Erling Haaland. AI has gotten so well that the robots have personality. Erling Haaland has a personality. He's true. Actually funny. And I'm actually scared like the robots actually have emotions.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Let me just, if you allow me to pontificate on Erling for a second. I don't hate him. I actually really like him. I really like him. Like, and you know, Arsenal allegiances aside, when you see someone so good at what they do, I can't hate it. I can't hate. And on top of that as well, the personality thing you're talking about, Erling genuinely, like, despite the perception of him or how he's been marketed to be this freak of nature goal machine, the guy's just doing his job, bro. He's just scoring goals. Like, outside of that, though, he just seems very, just from the way these teammates interact with him and what I've heard about him, you know, through the media and stuff, he just seems like a very funny, down-to-earth guy.
He is.
That works incredibly hard and just wants to score goals. That's it, you know?
Bro, when I was watching Haaland in that behind the series, the mic thing, right? Erling said, what did Erling say? He said, it's not about quality, it's about mentality. You just have to want to score. And I'm like, oh, the freak has emotions. He has reasoning. Mm-hmm. He has logic. He has humor. I was like, this is not a normal thing. Like, AI has gotten too advanced for me. Have you seen that goal difference, by the way, in the World Cup qualifiers?
I think I'm not getting to you, but I think, is it like plus 22 or something like that?
They've scored 29 goals and they've conceded 3.
Oh, so I wasn't that far off, actually. So what, plus 26? Fucking hell. Fair.
yeah, indeed.
Serbia. I'm just glad he gets to play at a World Cup. Like, that's good.
Who, Erling?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're qualifying for sure. Yeah. Serbia lost to Albania. Real beef. Ray Minaj scored and he did the eagle. But the real highlight of this, right after the game, Serbia's coach Stojkovic quit right after the game. He said it was my fault. He goes, I messed that up. He goes, I'm sorry. I already put my papers in. I quit.
That was just a business decision. That's all it was. He just made a business. He just realized what it was. You don't lose to them in your own country without having to commit career seppuku, you know? Like, and that was him saying, guys, I think I've done enough. But they're going to say, no, 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 no. Your punishment must be more severe. So good luck to him. I'll be praying for him, praying for his family, because them boys don't play. What I think was the funniest thing is that they did a celebration in their stadium. They literally did.
They did that, yeah. That's and real all hate, of them bro. Did it. Yeah, all of them did it.
You know, I heard. I even heard that Stefan Lichtensteiner somehow, you know, he came out of the crowd like Sting or like the Shield, and he was doing it. I was like, what the hell, Sting? You don't even go here, bro. Bro, you're German. What's going on?
He wanted to just show up. Spain beat Serbia 2-0. I mean, Spain beat Georgia 2-0.
Yeah.
The standout in this game is Martin Zubimendi. I love when people look at players, right? And they go, wow, this is why they signed him. I saw Liverpool fans saying, oh, this is why Liverpool won him. I was like, well, guess what, guys? There's 5 major leagues in Europe. You should watch every league because some of these players are really good at football. Maybe you should do that.
I saw a scouting report, on him. Well, a scouting report of sorts from what Barcelona thought of him about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. And like, they listed all these qualities and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I think the conclusion was that they thought it'd be quite hard to get him out of Sociedad. And then obviously we know the Real Madrid interest was real. We know the Liverpool interest was real as well. I think there might have even been whispers of Man City as well. And I just keep going back to it. The quality of team that pursues that sort of player usually tells you where that team wants to go. And with all due respect, like, no disrespect to other teams, other teams in the next 4 or 5 years will get good as well and stuff like that. But I'm so glad he plays for Arsenal, because I genuinely think teams that have that sort of player usually win quite a few things. And I think the proof of that, at least the 45 minutes he played in the Euro final, where Rodri, who just won a Ballon d'Or, came off. And they might have even got better with Zubimendi on the pitch. They might have. Like, I'm not going to say they did, but they might have. Him playing performances for Spain, and I saw most of it. Yeah, I'm already used to it now. I think this is a vibe I think he can maintain, and he's introduced me to it. So yeah, Spain are better for it for sure. The fact that they can just say, okay, Rodri, we think you're shit now, or your body's not up to it, it's fine. We've got Zubi Dubi Doo now. That is what you call a true embarrassment of riches. And before I round it up, there's been talk of England's midfields of the past and stuff like that. Talking about, oh, they should have won this, won that. Guys, I'm sorry to bore you again, but Michael Carrick, guys. Michael fucking Carrick. There should have been a succession plan for whoever was going to come in for Michael Carrick, basically. And we haven't had one until Sir Adam Wharton has emerged, quite literally almost 20 years later at this point. What is happening?
I'm going to double down on your point. I've seen a lot of English people being ignorant about Paul Scholes. And I saw someone saying that, oh, look how much space he had. Nostalgia's bad. Listen, the very best players in every era get space because you respect it. Mm-hmm. Michael Olise gets space. Xavi got space. Mm-hmm. Even today, Luka Modric at 40 years old still gets space in Serie A, in La Liga, in international. Because you know why great players get space? Because you try to press them and make you look like a dumbass.
The key thing is that they make space for themselves as well. Like, they know where to go. I mean, if we're talking about two particular players of the relatively recent modern era, Xavi, for example, what would you list as his best attribute?
Xavi's?
Yeah.
Space and awareness?
Thank you. Well, I'm asking you. Maybe I should have asked somebody else. If I was to ask you the same question about Mesut Ozil, what would you say is his best attribute?
His eyes, because he can find space and time.
And this is the point. I'm fortunate to have been able to watch Ozil pretty much every step of the way at his Arsenal career in the flesh. And the one thing that, in fact, it was funny, actually. There's a story of when we played Cardiff away from home, and we beat them 3-0, I think. Ramsey got a couple, Flamini got the last one. And Flamini's goal, Ozil played him a through pass, and Steve Bold on the bench and a few of the other coaches said, oh my God, what a pass. That's what they said about Ozil, that pass. And they were shocked at the weight of the pass. And what made me laugh is that they see this guy in training every fucking day of their lives. And he wowed them in a Premier League match. And everyone's like, yeah, like, that's the best thing he does. I'm like, no. Ozil makes those passes because he's composed and he's got all the time in the world because he's made that space for himself. The amount of times I've seen Ozil literally bellow for the ball because he's in acres and they haven't picked him up yet, basically. And people watching back in 10, 15 years, like, oh yeah, this Ozil guy, he was assist king, but nobody pressed him. Bro, try and press Ozil. Just try and press him. The same thing with Paul Scholes. Paul Scholes would drop into midfield, and what they would even say about Paul Scholes, well, like, his biggest rivals, Vieira and Henri, would say, we hated playing against him because why? We couldn't pick him up. We didn't know where he was every time. So all this talk about trying to be like, you know, you can't, you should be pressing them, it doesn't work like that with the good players. It just doesn't.
Bro, remember when we had COVID, right? That lockdown. I'm not sure if you remember that goal that Vinny scored, that Toni Kroos sent the ball over to, right? Against Liverpool.
Was it left foot, if I remember
left
correctly.
Left foot, yes. Yes. Do you know why he had that much space? Because you're not stupid enough to go press him. So you can say modern era this, old era that. Bro, the best players define time.
Yeah.
Point blank period. That's really it. Like, Scholes could play now. Scholes could play in the 50s. Yeah. Same thing with Ozil. Same thing with you know,
Carrick.
Carrick
as well. Just on that, is whoever they want to partner with him. What it should have been, Carrick plus whoever. That's what it should have been. Carrick plus Scholes. Carrick plus Gerrard. Carrick plus Lamp. Doesn't matter. get that player there and everybody else plays better. It's that simple. You know,
we talked too much about England. Portugal beat Ireland 1-0. The reason I bring this up is Ruben Neves scored the winner. He changed his international number to number 21, which Diogo Jota wore.
Yeah,
had a really cool tattoo on his leg of Diogo Jota, which was really cool. And he scored the winner. And it was so beautiful to see that, like, you know, tribute still pouring out to him, because it's hard for these players. This is one of their friends, you know?
Human, man.
Fun fact, do you know who's Kelleher's last three penalty saves came against?
Oh, Ronaldo?
That's the most recent one. He missed against Ireland.
Isaac?
No. You want me to tell you?
Go on. Haaland?
No. Mbappe, Bruno, and Cristiano.
That's actually mad. That's actually mad. Yeah, that's mad. That's sick. Anyway, Liverpool let him go for who they deem to be the superior keeper. I couldn't give a monkey's. Not my problem.
Let's go on to CONCACAF World Cup qualifiers. We're going around the world because we want to and we can. Curaçao beat Jamaica. Jamaica and Nigeria are treacherous twins. They both have an easy pass to get to the World Cup. And guess what they decided to do? We now have that. The World Cup, we now have that. So now, after Curaçao beat Jamaica 2-0, guess what? Jamaica sits second in 6 points. Curaçao are first with 7 points. Jamaica could still qualify automatically, but right now they sit in the playoff spot. El Salvador lost to Panama 1-0. Panama are now tied with Suriname with 5 points. So winner of Group B qualifies automatically. And Haiti and Honduras are tied for first place with 5 points in Group C. I kind of want to see Haiti, Panama, and Curaçao in the World Cup. You know, just maybe. Maybe Suriname. Oh, I don't know.
I wouldn't say no to that.
Yeah, why not? Let's talk about some of the friendlies. England beat Wales 3-0. Only reason I'm bringing that up is because there's a few debates about Saka's quality and who's better. Let me tell you this, guys.
I haven't seen any of those, so thank God for that.
Let me tell you something, this, okay? This is somebody who professionally hates Arsenal. I used to fight Arsenal kids growing up. That's what I used to do, okay? That's what I did for fun, was fisticuffs. Bukayo Saka is literally one of those ones. He's another one of those players who can play in any single era. You know why Saka's so good? He can also find space. And then when he finds space, that's what he does. He'll take your net off. That's what he does.
Yeah, and even when you put three players on him, you probably might need a fourth or a fifth. So, good player makes it happen.
What did Blueface say again?
Nigga, where's the meat?
No. I might need me another nigga.
Oh, my God.
That's what defenders say when they see Saka. I might need me another nigga. That's what they say.
Oh, my God.
South Korea.
You know what? That's too funny.
Listen, I don't understand how after 7 years, people still say, question Bukayo Saka. He's better than most of your favorite players, okay? Get it through your head.
I mean, giving all your team the business, bro. Like, that's sharp.
He's so good. Like, respect. You know, it's not even about respecting Bukayo Saka at this point. Respect yourself. Don't lie to yourselves at a point where you're lying about how good this guy is. He's just that damn good, okay? Yeah, I want to talk about what England did against Wales, because it's Wales is not being good, okay? They had two generational players in Sir Aaron Ramsey and Gareth Bale, and that was it. Before, they had Mark Hughes and Ryan Giggs, and yes, whatever. But I'm talking too much about Wales, man. England whooped their ass, and that's that. South Korea beat, they lost to Brazil 5-0. Bring this game up because Estevao looked really good. Cunha looked good at center forward. Vinny looked good. Rodrigo had this one goal where he set the defender down. I was like, oh, you're rude.
This is, again, individual quality, these sort of goals that we're seeing now, guys, like, we're going to get used to it. So all these teams that are stockpiling, you know, demons from wide positions, Arsenal, be scared of them. Like, PSG as well. Like, you're going to see a lot more of these sorts of goals now, man. Like, that Brazil goal was absolutely mental. Gabi Magalhães did his thing again, where he won a football match and he posted a picture of the opposing team striker with him obviously doing what he does, basically. Like, go on Gabby's Insta, you guys will see what I'm talking about. It's a thing he does. Like, whether he's bodying the striker or celebrating the striker's face or whatever, he has to have a picture of him next to that striker. It's just a thing that he does. It's almost like, I'm going to get nerdy here, but it's almost like Invincible, right? There's a guy called Thrag. We're going to see him soon next year. And he beat the snot out of someone or something. I'm not going to say what he did in case for spoilers. And he wears that person's or thing's pelts now around his neck. He wears it around. That's what Gabby's basically doing. He's just wearing
it. Those who want less nerdy talk, Rudy Giuliani used to do this thing called stop and frisk, where he used to just, you know, come and attack random black people. That's what he does. He was stop and frisk your striker. That's what Gabriel does. Okay. USA won, Ecuador won. Flamengo Balogun scored a goal, and so did Ener Valencia. To this day, Ener Valencia is still scoring.
How is he not really 49?
Probably.
Let me have a look.
But he scored a goal today where I was just like, when he scored, I was like, Jesus. But I brought this game up because USA fans, I'm sorry, man. I don't see you guys doing too well in the World Cup, man. It's, woo. Good luck.
No, he's only 35. I'm pretty sure I've seen him on that FIFA 09, FIFA 10. I'm so certain of it.
Yeah. Mexico lost to Colombia 4-0. Again, the hosts that's hosting the World Cup, people going to come to your house and tell you to make me a sandwich. That's what they're going to do to you in your home.
I have no hope for USA of doing anything this World Cup, to be blunt.
USA, Canada, Mexico. Boy, good luck. Yeah. Some randoms. Werder Bremen, their woman striker, Medina Desic, they won 2-0 against Hamburg. You know what she did? She had a sign with their crest with some shit on it. Literally like a poop emoji.
Yeah, yeah. That was very, very cool. I enjoyed that.
Bring back stick talk.
Yeah, for real.
Thomas Muller, he had a win against Orlando City in 97th minute. It's like as if these guys are just don't want to quit football, but they're just trying to find a league because Luis Suarez scored his 600th goal. Mm-hmm. Messi got a brace. I'm just like, yo, Unks, give it up, man. We all the same age. Stop it. I know your knees hurt. Because my knees hurt too, so stop it. So they're doing that. Sean Dyche might be taking over for Nottingham Forest.
Do you know, I really want to see how that pans out because he'll tell Marinakis to go fuck himself. Like, if there's one thing I love about Sean Dyche, he doesn't mince. Like, he left Everton out of principle. Do you know what I mean? He will leave Nottingham Forest after one game if he's not feeling what the fat man upstairs is doing. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know if that's a good fit because Marinakis obviously doesn't like people that talk back. So I can't imagine.
Two men, just real men. Yeah. That's what they are.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know about, I think maybe it's about four men and three of those is Marinakis. So, but yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if that's a good fit. I mean, with the current squad that they have, yeah, Sean Dyche will love, you know, all of their, you know, deep defenders and stuff like that. I get all of that. But culturally, with how the club's being run, I don't know if that's a good fit for Sean Dyche, to be honest.
I don't think anybody can coach Nottingham Forest but Marinakis. He should coach them himself. That's what he should do.
Pretty much. And just go fuck himself, basically.
Yeah. In the Women's Super League, WSL, Man City beat Liverpool 2-1. Mm-hmm. Arsenal beat Brighton 1-0 thanks to their own goal. Chelsea beat Tottenham 1-0. And Man United came back from 1-0 to beat Everton 4-1. Mm-hmm. I love this Man United ending because I brought it up because this is something you might not know. Our coach, Mark Skinner, last week, for only English team to win the Champions League last week. Mm-hmm. We got a penalty that Tissier scored. And he says, I'm not one of those coaches that look away when we have penalties.
Yeah, I saw that. And that was hilarious. But big man, like, have some respect. Like, that's your counterpart for the men's team. Don't dogpile. Like, we can do it. That's fine. We can laugh at your shit. You can't, bro. Because who knows? He might last longer on the job than you. He might. I hope he does.
He probably will.
You know, so don't do that shit. Like, have a bit of class, a bit of coof.
But he did say, Letizia, he trusts her technique and, like, he would never, ever. He said penalties are all technique and composure. She has both in spades and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but that's why he trusts her. So matches to watch this week. The entire African World Cup qualifying. Watch that. Fact. I have no specific games. Obviously, Nigeria is one we should tell you to watch, but the entire, watch it.
It's going
to
be fun.
Watch it.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Watch it. Last but not least, shout out to Las Vegas Aces. They won their third championship. They did back-to-back, and then they won this. So, Asia Wilson's the GOAT basketball player for women. Mm. I don't care what you say. If you go look at her accomplishments, it's like...
It's dumb. It's like 50 pages, literally, bro.
Mind you, she's not 30 yet. Yeah. I had to literally have three different screenshots of the how it was. Like, I tried to post one message. It was just three. It's like three different screenshots of what she's won. So, again... Her career is just, she's special.
I will say, and giving her all her flowers, well, I don't like how people still try to center it back to, you know, who her partner is. Like, it's like, he doesn't, no disrespect to him, he doesn't matter. But even the fact they were disrespecting him, like, he's been an all-star three times. So
he's won two Olympic golds. You don't make the Olympic team if you're not.
Let's have a bit of sense here. Like, yeah, she's the GOAT. She is, kind of thing. But she's the GOAT irrespective of who she's dating, bro. Like, forget all of that. And bringing him up as if he's somehow inferior is just like, no, like, we're not going to do that. Let her exist on her own, point blank, period. Like, but even then, don't disrespect him because he's done a lot of cool shit. A bunch of cool shit, bro. So,
I got a nerdy thing that Bam does, by the way. But every year, because he's a Jordan brand athlete, he wears the number of Jordan for the year that he's in the league.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I know that's some boy shit that only men like only care about, but I figured you'd like that.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's some cool shit, man. Yeah. That might be, you might call that some Ben Affleck in accounting kind of shit, but yeah. But that's some cool shit regardless.
We all got our own version of the tism, man. We all got our own little version of it. Do you have any winners and losers for us this week, Coach?
Yeah, Nigeria are quite clearly the losers because we're still stressing over them. Like, that's what's pissing me off more than anything. In terms of winners, Erling Haaland, obviously. I love him. I love Erling Haaland. I can't even lie. That's my nigga, man. Yeah.
I think we have the same winners and losers. After watching that thing, I cannot believe I actually like Erling Haaland a lot. He's just a great personality. Mm-hmm. I would say Memphis Depay just because individually, like, that's really good for him to do that. And last winner is Asia Wilson. Mm. Like we said, she's sentimented herself as the GOAT. She's literally done it all. She's so good that her college got Nike uniforms. South Carolina is not sponsored by Nike. So there you go. Losers, Nigeria for sure. Who else is a big loser for me? Nigeria twice. Let's just put them twice. And last but not least, the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. We're 1-5. We stink. So there you go. Coach, anything else before we head out of here?
Like, share, subscribe, all the good stuff. Yeah. Keep supporting and shit. Love you guys.
Club football's back this weekend. Friday, United plays Liverpool. God damn, man. Anyways.
On Saturday, right?
Sunday.
Damn. Fairs. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, at least we got 1 month's national break. So, you know, Ruben, your job. Keep playing with fire.
All right.
Anyways, guys, please do not forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. Share with your mom, your dad. Mm-hmm. I know I saw somebody on YouTube say that we're not an Apple. We are. Just things got messed up and not when we
yeah,
changed.
Yeah, but refresh. Because when you said that, I went to check and I was like, no, we definitely are. So just probably refresh your app. Like,
yeah, and if not, search Shirtless Plantation on Apple Podcasts. We're there. We're there. I promise you we're there. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. For myself, Tosin, and Coach, we're out. You don't tell the people, Coach.
Peace.
Hustle and pray. Got no way to go. Got to catch my sugar. My plantation. My plantation. My plantation. Ah. Plantation. Plantation. Plantation.